Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, John, we got the trade deadline a week from today. It's sneaking up on people.
It is. And I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember Stoney and I doing this, and it was kind of a hot topic because the trade deadline for the NFL, it's 17 games, right? And so where do you put it? It seems a bit early because there are still a lot of teams that we talk about. Cincinnati, are they going to try and hold out as long as possible? If they do, it's going to be past the trade deadline, and then Trey Hendrickson's not a guy that would be on the market. I don't know what they decide because it is early. If it was just a year or a week or two later, I think there might be more movement at the trade deadline. And I think the NFL trade deadline is one where there's less movement than there is in any other sport.
You're right.
It's hard. It's there are some positions where it's just really difficult to insert player and have impact. One of the guys I think for the Detroit Lions, and I think I mentioned him last week. Maybe it was in the Thursday touchdown, but it's Rick Woolen from Seattle Seahawks.
So the initial response is, well, why would they trade away a starting corner when they're a good football team?
Well, it doesn't fit Mike McDaniel's defense. And so when you're looking at what they do, they don't do a lot of man coverage. There's a lot of zone blitz. We obviously saw it here at Michigan.
Yeah.
And Rick Woolen is, I mean, his specialty is man coverage,
which is the Lions thing,
right? And he's 6'4". He has really high end speed, and obviously we don't know when DJ Reed's going to be back. We don't know when Tiriano's going to be back. And yes, the secondary played at a high level against Tampa Bay. I don't expect that type of performance by all of those guys week in, week out,
especially not deep in the playoffs,
right? And so if you're looking for a guy that would fit in, and this is his fourth year. And so, you know, his contract, he's not been renewed. He's a guy that's going to play for a while in the NFL. I just don't think it's going to be in Seattle. So
he could just be a mercenary, come here for a year, help the Lions get over the top.
Could be, but also could be a guy that if they don't believe Tyrion Arnold's going to be the guy, hey, insert Rick Woolen.
Yeah. They have to pay him, though.
Yes, they would have to pay him. Yes.
What is the Lions' biggest need? Is it corner? Is it edge? John, I actually don't think they have a clear need. I think there's wants. You may want a number two corner. Again, I think their number one is DJ Reed, and we will see him again this season. Surprisingly, the pass rush has been phenomenal.
Right.
Nobody expected this. They're number three in the NFL in sacks per game. They don't have a need. I think they have wants.
I do think they have one need.
What's the need?
I think they have a need at offensive tackle. Because if Taylor Decker is going to miss any length of time, or possibly any time in the postseason, you can get by at game to game with Dan Skipper. I think we all learned that Giovanni Manu is just not ready yet.
So you're saying a number three tackle. Like, you're not trading for someone to start
number two
over.
Tackle. No. Not to start, but...
Like, when I say that, I'm saying Sewell and Decker, you have your two starting tackles. You're looking for a swing tackle, the third tackle.
Right. And so I'm counting on... Penei Sewell to be healthy.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't count on I don't count on the fact that Decker's going to be there every single week. So I want somebody that can come in and start maybe for a couple of games and do a better job than we've seen from Skipper or from Manu. So it's not a starter per se, not to come in and replace a current starter, but to replace one that may not be available for, could be quite a number of games throughout the course of the rest of the season.
Look, I'm not going to fight you on reinforcing the offensive line because we know how critical it is for this team hitting their ceiling. For them to be the elite offense we want them to be, for Jared Goff to be the quarterback he can be, to run the football the way they want, to win a shootout if it comes to it because you got to win multiple ways deep in the playoff run. I wouldn't fight you on it, but they're not trading for a starting tackle.
Right.
So that's why there's not like this need that they have. There's some wants. Yeah, you'd want depth on the offensive line. Right. You'd want depth in the secondary. John, you can never have enough pass rushers, right? Like, right. I still think there's merit to adding an edge player, but the needs aren't there. This team has really rounded into a complete football team with no glaring need.
So I don't want to get into a semantical argument with you. I think having somebody to share time with Taylor Decker is a need. I really do. And if you're, because what did we say going into the season? Now, the question wasn't about Decker or Sewell, and there was some question about Glasgow, but at least he's got experience. The question was going to be at the guards. If you don't have an offensive line that can protect Jared Goff or run the football,
you're screwed.
Yeah. And so you get into the playoffs, and do you think, are you willing to stake
the season on
Decker's health?
Well, look, they've already sat him a couple weeks. I'd imagine if it's not getting better, they're going to have to sit him down the stretch a little bit too to get him to be at his best for the playoffs.
Right. John, so what if that happens in Washington? What if that happens against Philly Philly? What if that happens in down the stretch run when you have to be able to move the football and protect your quarterback?
The best version of the Lions has Taylor Decker starting for this team come January.
Yes.
I can't predict the severity of any injury that's going to happen after this weekend.
No, but I think we can look at the track record and say, yeah, I don't think he's going to be available for every single game. And you're hoping that he is available for every single game in the postseason. I don't necessarily know that that's true.
So that's what I'm taking out of this, is you have some doubts that he is going to be able to play in the playoffs.
Right.
What kind of tackles are on the market?
Well, I mean,
because you sent along a list of 25 players that may be dealt. ESPN put it together. I'll give you a second to scroll through it. A lot of these guys are corners and edge players, and I think those are the natural names that the Lions fans have been looking at.
The only one that's on this list is Braxton Jones from the Bears, which you're probably not going to get one in division. And
that's not to say there aren't tackles available.
Right, but this is where I'm relying on Brad Holmes and his research.
Yeah.
And also his ability to make phone calls and say, hey, you've got two or three tackles. Would you like some draft capital?
248-539-9797. Let's start with Bays in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, boss?
What's up?
All right, man. I've been kind of thinking about this for the past couple of weeks. Everybody's talking about we need a defensive end, we need a lineman, we need a corner. That's fine. We do need all those. But personally, man, we need a wide receiver too. We can't deal with Jameson Williams getting, whether he's not getting targeted or not, that means you're not getting open. And then you're getting one catch, two catches a week for $33 million. Forget the contract stuff. But, like, we need a Nate Burleson. We need a Golden Tate. Even Marvin Jones, man, was doing something here as a number two. Like, we can't go into the playoffs with just St. Brown. You know what I'm saying? Tesla hasn't woken up yet. But, yeah, maybe you guys can – maybe we can kind of start bringing that up more, because it's week eight, week nine, or whatever we're in. And, this dude has 19 catches or whatnot. Maybe he's a great talent, but I don't know if he's a fit or not, because he's just not getting open. And if he is, he's not on page with Goff. So we do need a wide receiver, too.
Wow. Is that the radio or are you still talking?
No, that's me. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying, how you feel about, like, do you think, like, how many more games? But I mean, when is trade deadline? Like, in a couple weeks? Like, do you wait till
1 week?
Game,
next 1 week from today. They're only going to play one more football game before they have to decide what they're doing at the deadline.
Exactly. So, I mean, personally, would you, like, for a playoff push in this division and this, would you get a number two? Like, would you want to see what's out there for a number two receiver and put some pressure on James? Because, again, I don't want to deal with it again. You know what I'm saying? I know golf, when he gets pressured, we do need a line. When he gets pressured like he did against Washington, he gets all panicky and all that stuff. But I think it would benefit if we at least look to see if there's a wide receiver too. Not a regular wide receiver, not like the Green Bay Packers, all their wide receiver threes that act like they're wide receiver ones. But you know what I mean? Like, I would want to put pressure on Jamison. Like, hey, man, we're trying to – we need you.
That wide receiver obviously would have been near the bottom of the list for me.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people ain't talking about it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Defensive end, edge rusher or corner. I get it, you know. But, I mean, offensively, sometimes when we stall and they're, you know, doubling or they put a blanket on St. Brown at times, you know, who's going to step up? Because it ain't Jamison. He ain't doing nothing. I like him. But I was the one talking big this year. Like, yeah, man, third year, round three, all that stuff, you know. He's going to be – he ain't doing nothing, man. Ain't nothing. You want to sit there
I just don't think J-Mo's been a problem for this football team.
No.
He doesn't have the stats or the numbers. And maybe some of this is John Morton came in and said he was going to have a big year. And as we're sitting at the bye, he has like 280 yards. So there's like maybe a disconnect expectation-wise. But John, he's playing a winning brand of football. He blocks down the field. He stretches safeties. We're two games ago, he was – 6 catches and a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's a problem or a guy they need to replace or even upgrade on this football team.
He's a problem for defenses, not for the Lions. He's a problem for defenses, and that's why you see – I mean, we ask the question all the time, and we ask this question a lot of other teams in regards to, you know, how does – you know, so-and-so receiver get so wide open. It's the same thing. Like, teams are opposing fan bases. How do you leave Amon-Ra St. Brown so open? Well, because you've got a cap on the defense. You're trying to prevent the big play to J-Mo.
Well, think about it. If you run the ball, teams have to commit in the box. And if J-Mo is going to push safeties back, like it's going to create these giant spaces underneath for players like Laporta and St. Brown, who's been a huge season for the Lions. It all plays complementary.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they have this need at receiver.
No.
You let us know. What's the biggest need? What do you want to see him do? Deadline's a week from today. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.